you know, when the plant-based meat option started to hit the market, a lot of people said, well, that's a great idea. If it tastes as good as meat, it's probably healthier than eating meat. Or is it? Joining us right now, ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan, who's been taking a close look at some of these meat alternatives. Jim, good morning.
Morning, Paul. A close look and even a taste. And yeah, they taste generally pretty good, the ones that you can get at Burger King or even in the grocery store. The meat substitutes, they taste pretty close to the real thing. But are they healthier?
Yeah.
They're undeniably healthier for the planet. You know, the proponents say that it's cruelty-free. You're not slaughtering animals. You're not involved in mass production of livestock. And of course, the environmental impact that comes with that. But at the same time, for individuals, it isn't necessarily healthy. You know, you're talking about sodium that's right in line with a regular hamburger. You're talking about highly processed products that turn a soybean into something that looks and smells and tastes something like a real beef hamburger. So I think the jury's still out there, Paul, on the healthiness of these products as opposed to an actual beef hamburger.
Yeah, it's you got to look at the ingredients, don't you? Because that's where you find a lot of fillers and maybe even higher, as you said, sodium and caloric content.
Right, and it depends upon which brand you're looking at too. I mean, if you're talking about GMOs, you know, genetically modified organisms, those are not used in the Beyond Burger, but they are used, or something like GMOs are used in the Impossible Burger. So you're trying to avoid those products. And again, GMOs might not necessarily be that bad for you in the first place. So I think there are so many questions related to this. You know, the long and short, it's a personal decision, but eating them as a health food isn't necessarily going to achieve what you're trying to do. If you're trying to lose weight or stay healthier, then they aren't necessarily the best protein choice.
Perhaps moderation is a better
yeah,
practice,
there you
right?
Go.
Yeah, absolutely. Very interesting. Well, I mean, the future seems bright for these companies. Their stock certainly has gone up, and I don't know if that will continue to be the case.
Well, you know, the consumer tastes change. They ebb and flow like just about everything else. Down the line, though, you may be looking at something even beyond the Beyond Burger, something that's not necessarily made of plant protein, but is made from meat that's grown in a lab. You're not slaughtering an animal per se, but you're using, you know, tissues, muscle tissue, and others from animals, and creating new meats. You know, that you've got an almost unlimited supply, and you're not damaging the planet, but would you eat something that was grown in the lab, Paul?
Well, my gut reaction, Jim, is to say, no, that sounds horrifying.
Yeah.
But if you really look at it and see the process and if it is deemed, you know, safe and healthy and maybe a better environmental choice, then maybe that is a good way to go.
Right. It's going to take some marketing and it's going to take some consumer education to get people to go along with it. But you're right. I think that, you know, down the road, 100 years from now, people might be eating more lab-grown meat than they're eating farm-grown meat.
Could very well be. Interesting stuff, Jim. We appreciate the insight. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Paul.
Take care. Bye-bye.